Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We should like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing the nation, the state of Texas, and your local community. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you registered
Sure.
to vote in the state of Texas?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, the U.S. Senate, the state legislature, and other local office in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Certain.
Certain. Thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me in what year were you born?
1978.
Thank you. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, moving on. Can you please tell me what is your race, white Caucasian, black African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander?
Latino.
Thank you. Moving on. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden or the Republican Donald Trump? Do you recall?
Yes, Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the elections in November, if the election for the state Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Democratic.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using the scale from 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling, and 100 a very warm, favorable feeling, and 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling. And if you have no opinion or never heard of them, please let me know so we can move on. The first one is Greg Abbott, 0 to 100.
Zero.
And Joe Biden?
I would say 80.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
Zero.
Okay. And Morgan LaManchi or La Mancha for 0 to 100?
La Mantilla. That's her name.
La Mantilla. Okay, La Mantilla.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Morgan LaMantilla,
Yes. I would say probably 90.
90? Okay. And how about Ted Cruz? 0 to 100?
Zero.
Okay, and thank you for correcting me and the name. And I'll be saying
no problem. That's,
and how about Adam Hinojosa for 0 to 100?
I don't know enough.
To make an
so
opinion?
I have
okay.
No, yeah.
We can move on. And, now, would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job that Greg Abbott is doing as governor? Strongly approve?
Disapprove.
Disapprove strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Moving on. Would you say that you approve or disapprove of the job of Morgan LaMantilla is doing? That's how you say it? LaMantilla?
LaMantilla, yes.
Okay. Morgan LaMantilla is doing as a state senator. Strongly approves?
Strongly approve.
Okay. Moving on. And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for the Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Anyone but Trump. Yeah, Joe Biden, I guess.
Thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were the Democrat, Colin Atwood and Republican Ted Cruz, for who would you vote?
Colin.
Now, if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were the Democrat, Roland Gutierrez, and the Republican Ted Cruz, from who would you vote?
The Democrat.
Roland Gutierrez, okay. And if the election for the U.S. House were held today and the candidates were the Democrat, Vicente Gonzalez Jr. and Republican Myra Flores, from who would you vote?
Vicente.
Mm-hmm. Moving on. If the election for this Texas State Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Democrat Morgan LaMantilla and Republican Adam Hinojosa?
Yes. LaMantilla.
LaMantilla, thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, real quick, I'm going to read you some issues that people say will be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. Now, for each one, please tell me or indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. Is it going to be a high priority, medium, low, or not a priority at all for the governor and the Texas state legislature? Now, do you think that issue or supporting South Texas small businesses should be a high, medium, low, or not priority at all?
High.
And the issue of supporting reproductive health care choices for women? High, medium, high. The issue of reforming border policy? High, medium, low, or not priority?
High.
Okay. And the issue of ensuring access to affordable quality health care? High, medium, high. The issue of supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers?
Medium.
Medium, okay. Thank you. Moving on. Now, thinking again about the election this November, I'm going to read you real quick some descriptions of a candidate for the state legislature. After each, please, ma'am, tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Now, will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border? Much more likely to vote for a candidate like that? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely, okay. Now, will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies?
Very likely.
Much more likely?
Yes.
Okay. And would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely?
Somewhat.
More or less likely?
More.
More. Okay. How about a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban? Will you be more likely to vote for a candidate like that or less likely?
Yes. More.
Much more likely? Much more. Okay. Yes. How about a candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community? Would that...
Much more likely.
Thank you. Now, moving on. Do you use the application of WhatsApp?
No.
No? Okay. And the last question, just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else, or what?
I guess Democrat.
Democrat? A very strong Democrat, though not so strong?
I would say moderate.
So how should I record your answer? Because you only got this choice. Is that strong and not strong?
I guess you could put strong. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you, man. I do appreciate your patience. Believe me, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
In political, moderate. Thank you. And what is the last year of a school that you have completed? Some college, 4 years of college, postgraduate, or non-college?
Some college.
Some college, okay, thank you.
Some now, college.
Okay, and finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have just your first name, please?
Grisel.
Grisel, thank you very much for your taking the time to help me. Now, are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinion in a more and deep and open-ended way. Can I know that you are interested in a follow-up research study? And that way, the, we may contact you. Thank you, Grisel. Thank you very much. Pleasure talking to you, ma'am. Okay?
Like
enjoy the rest of the day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.